Welcome back. This is a special edition of the Bun Sports Show. Of course, talking about what else but the story that is dominating the college football landscape, the southeastern region of the country college football landscape, and of course the college football landscape in the state of Alabama. The biggest story in the world of sports right now is taking place in our own backyard. Jacob Bun, David Sears, this story about Cam Newton, and I'll let you set it up. The story that came out yesterday reported by ESPN, New York Times, and USA Today was...
We had a former Mississippi State quarterback named John Bond saying he was approached by a former teammate, Kenny Rogers, to get the services of Cam Newton. Originally, the price was $200,000, but he said he'd give him a home team discount of $180,000. He told Coach Mullen, supposedly, and they said, we don't want to have anything to do with it. They turned it in immediately to the SEC. SEC said there was no real basis for it. Then it got turned in again later with more information, which the SEC handed over to the NCAA. Then the NCAA has been investigating it, and the records of Cam Newton's father, Bishop
Cecil Newton,
Bishop Cecil Newton, turned over his personal financial records and the church financial records to the NCAA to help exonerate Cam's name.
Right now, Auburn has not been accused of anything.
Has been completely... They've been very helpful with the whole situation. They have not been accused of anything.
Right.
Nothing has come out yet linking Auburn to any of this stuff. Right now, it's mainly just Kenny Rogers and Cecil Newton.
And the question is, what will come out in the future? And, you know, what does this mean for Mississippi State? Was there an agent? Was Kenny Rogers acting as an agent? Because obviously that would question the eligibility of Cam Newton. Also, Gene Chizik said last night on his coach's show that Cam Newton is eligible to play and will play Saturday, and he said that very emphatically. The question in everyone's mind is, he's played every game this year, 8 games. Either Auburn has a strong belief that he is eligible to play, or they're taking a very big risk, or they're really dumb.
You have to believe that Auburn is very confident that Cameron will be eligible. He is, let's face it, their whole offense. Everything goes through Cam Newton, and if it doesn't, then they're in a lot of trouble. Now, Kenny Rogers has had ties to a sports agency that he shares a bank account with.
AuburnSports.com earlier today had, late last night, had the headline. I've been up covering this story now for nearly 24 hours straight, so I really am losing track of my hours. But the headline, was Urban Meyer involved? And a lot of speculation, and that's where it's being reported, but a lot of speculation that Urban Meyer was in fact involved with this. Jeffrey Lee of AuburnSports.com wrote this. Florida coach Urban Meyer, Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen, and former Mississippi State quarterback John Bond had a teleconference recently to discuss these allegations. Meyer had an interest in the story, getting it out, and encouraged Bond to do so. Mullen told the media that they should, quote, move on, let it go, regardless of what was being alleged. Meyer said no, that it needed to get out to the media. Kenny Rogers, who is, of course, alleged to have sought money, is a desperate individual. This is written by Jeffrey Lee, of course. So you have to frame it from Jeffrey Lee is probably the most well-known writer at AuburnSports.com. So you have to remember it's coming from that perspective. Kenny Rogers is a desperate individual that was trying to get Cam Newton to go to Mississippi State. Rogers has a checkered past that includes an ongoing investigation by the NFL. And I will mention, David, that an article came out on Tuesday on ESPN.com about, is it Ian Greengross?
I believe that is correct.
Ian, I think is his first name. His connection in the NFL Players Association. So it's very interesting. The timeline in all of this is very interesting in that it all came to a head this week.
The big thing is,
Bond denied that he was part of the teleconference.
On the Buck and Kincaid show this afternoon, Friday at 4:30 Eastern time, he was on the Buck and Kincaid show and denied that he was a part of a teleconference like this. Now, he was former teammates with Kenny Rogers, who operates a Chicago company called Elite Football Preparation. They hold camps Chicago, Alabama, and Mississippi, And Kenny Rogers is listed as an agent. And the Elite Football Preparation advertises that they help match high school athletes with college programs.
Mm-hmm.
And this just is
what
really
does that remind
great,
you of?
That gets you into the shady AAU area of mm-hmm. NCAA basketball.
Exactly.
Which, if they ever decided to crack down on, it would just be absolutely, absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is eligible, according to Gene Chizik.
Right,
went
and Jay Jacobs was on a radio station in Auburn today and also towed the company line. But what do you expect? I mean, Gene Chizik and Jay Jacobs, of course he's eligible. He's eligible as of 4:42 this afternoon. The question, the big question is he going to be eligible tomorrow? Is he going to play tomorrow?
Because will he? My mother-in-law brought this up.
Yeah.
Will he come up with a mysterious flu bug
or
stomach
is it Utah
bug?
State, or whatever it is, Chattanooga, and they just don't eat him?
Yeah. Now, we will see some other stuff in here. This is sure to come out in the wash. However, this is going to hurt Auburn. This is a huge off-the-field distraction.
Well, it might. It depends whether or not they go and win the national championship. And this if they come back next year and knock all these wins off – and strip Cam of his potential Heisman, if that's still even in reach for him, I don't think it hurts him that bad because players still see him win the national championship. You disagree?
I disagree because as we're seeing right now with USC, the USC has been hit pretty hard with scholarship losses. They're not able to have the depth they need to compete in the Pac-10, and they're not able to go to a bowl.
Well, now,
which a bowl is a huge, huge selling point, but this is all speculation at this point. Auburn has not been accused of anything, so Auburn fans, no need to hit the panic button.
No, and that's the biggest message I want to send. I know a lot of Auburn people have been messaging me, and what do you know, and how bad is it really? Listen, nothing has been reported about Auburn whatsoever. Nothing has been reported about Mississippi State whatsoever. My advice to you, read the articles coming from the likes of Tony Barnhart's and Mark Schlabaugh's and Pat Forty's, and listen to Jocks in Birmingham, because I think that's where you're going to get the best information about what is going on, the most current information.
What Auburn really needs to focus on right now is making sure they are being 100% cooperative with the NCAA. If they come across any information showing that Cam is ineligible, and then they went ahead and played him anyways, that will be one of the biggest slams. It's what happened with Alabama with the Antonio Langham situation. They knew he was ineligible. They played him anyways, and they took a huge hit scholarship-wise and probation-wise for that.
It's going to be interesting.
You're going to have to make sure 100%. If I were Auburn, I would not play Chizik. I would not play Newton until I was 100% sure. Now, if you're saying you're 100% sure,
but David, they played him eight games now.
True, and it's a bad situation. It would look better on you if you're cooperating. If you're going to hold out, if you're going to keep playing him, and you go undefeated, then you're going to have to vacate every game he played in. It looks like the BCS will not make you vacate a national championship. They do not make USC vacate their 2004 national championship, and the BCS, and the AP did not either. It's just something that you don't want to have, you don't want to go through, and it's probably going to hurt you more in the long run.
Pete Futak today of Fox Sports very early this morning. Sad to say, I was actually awake when the article came out, but he wrote about Auburn may should consider firing Gene Chizik down the line. It's a very sticky situation. A lot of people are jumping to conclusions, but let me just say this: something is known, something is out there. I do not believe, and that Mark Schlabaugh, having known these people reasonably well in this business, Mark Schlabaugh, Pat Forty, Chris Lowe, Pete Thamel, and several others who tagged along are going to be writing this if something is not known. This is not somebody. These are not a couple of reporters looking for a story, trying to get one shot at 5 minutes of glory. These guys know what they're doing. They have excellent sources. And Pat Forty, I think it's Pat Forty, today said that they have not one, not two, but more than two sources. Whenever they try to go credible sources, whenever they try to go on a story like this. And I got the indication from Schlabaugh and Forty that another story is in the works about this, a chapter two. And I think the chapter two is where you want to keep your eye, because that's going to be very, very telling in this story, and I think it could be coming soon.
I think this line sums it up best from Tony Barnhart in his Mr. College Football blog. If it can be proven that Cecil Newton was shopping his kid around to the highest bidder, there is a special place in hell reserved for him. I don't care if he runs a church or not, or if he calls himself a preacher. You just cost your kid everything that matters in life, reputation and integrity, for a few pieces of silver. I just pray this is not true, because if a man of God will pimp his kid, then we are all pretty much lost.
And that was from Tony Barnhart, writing in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Interesting, and I think a lot of people applaud that sentiment, definitely. But a lot more will come out. Auburn fans, calm down.
I definitely think this is at the front burner for the NCAA.
No question. From what I've heard all day long, this is in the NCAA. Santa was passed along to the SEC, by whom we're not going to speculate at this moment. I think it will eventually come out. And we'll all see who passed it on to the SEC. But it was passed along from the SEC to the NCAA, and the NCAA now has it and is reviewing it and will make a ruling. We never know. The NCAA is the most weird businesses there is.
that's a very, very big understatement, their oddities. But Auburn fans, do not panic. Be concerned, but do not panic right now.
Okay, well, quickly run through our predictions before we end the program. Tennessee and Memphis, who did you have in that game?
I had Tennessee 47-7.
Tennessee. I'm also taking the Vols in a close one there. I had Auburn by at least 28. I had Auburn by 28.
I had Auburn just, I think it was like 56-7 or something. 56-12.
Okay. Obviously, Georgia will skate over Idaho State, as will Kentucky over Charleston Southern, and Ole Miss over Louisiana Lafayette. Florida Vanderbilt in Florida.
I had Florida winning big. You had Florida winning small.
I think Florida struggles but wins. South Carolina, I had over Arkansas, and you.
I took the Arkansas Hogs.
Wow, amazing pick there. And then I had Alabama by 10.
And I had Alabama. You had them 24-14. I had them 17-7.
And we will see how good we are. Just keep your eyes open, because I think more is going to come out on this, and I think more is going to come out on this soon. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the games.